Brethren, we thought the time we're living in with this COVID virus, you know, there are those that are hysterical over it. And then there are those who are taking it just a little bit too lightly, we think. But most are saying, when is it going to end? What's going to happen next? And I thought you offer one observation or one option that we have actually seen some progress and be helpful. And that's encouraging a fainting heart. Our title, 2 10s and a 7. Why? The first part, I think you'll figure out. But the second part is what our motivation is to encouraging a fainting heart during this time. You know, God's face turned from man. The sentence pronounced and the dying process began. It all started with disobedience. Man lost dominion over the earth and the land became cursed. And, you know, it only took to the second generation before we had the first murder. And then it escalated. You know, but God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 3:4. And he tells us in Romans 11:32, Paul says, for God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. I should have underlined and bolded that. So what a wonderful hope that we can give. A deliverance foretold, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22. And God offered hope way back in the garden. He said the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. But Adam and Eve would learn that much time would pass, that the time of deliverance would be in God's due time, according to his plans and purposes, not by man's hand, but by the word of God. And when would this be? And this is for you, brethren, to take courage in. That the apostles asked, they said, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the presence and of the end of the age? And who then is found faithful and a wise servant, whom his Lord has set over his household to give them their food in due season? RVIC. The understanding would come at the time of our Lord's second presence, and he would give his servant the understanding of the vision, God's divine plan of the ages, understanding of the rescue plan for mankind, that we can share and encourage. Habakkuk 2:2-3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Read it fluently and clearly. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. We're to go and tell all nations. Jesus gave us that commission, Matthew 28:19, to bring tidings of great joy, Isaiah 52:7, Romans 10:15. And that's what we should be about doing during this time. They know all about the trouble. We can give them this encouragement that it will end. You know, in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And there are other translations say, where there is no vision, the people have no restraint. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So many, they don't know the Lord. A famine in the land from hearing the word of the Lord, Amos 8:11. We got a government, they can't even govern. They're split. We have looting and rioting. We have people crying out for justice. And there's rights and fancied rights. We're in that time, brethren. And there's so much anger. And there is no peace because they don't know the Prince of Peace. This is what's encompassing our world now and the privilege that we have to tell about that wonderful day. And what can we say? Reprint 5379, Brother Russell had this. This is a beautiful short little piece. His kingdom, when it shall be established, will not be a failure. That Satan will be bound. That the reign of sin and death will end. That the light of the knowledge of the glory of God will fill the whole earth and triumph, destroying all willful opposers until finally every knee shall be bowing and every tongue confessing to the glory of God. The Son will turn over the kingdom to the Father and be subject to God, and the Lord will be all in all. 1 Corinthians 5:28. That's an exciting message to give someone who doesn't know and is discouraged. And through these, with the 2 10s and 7, I think God shows the limit of sin that's permitted on men. And that's how we can tell them that it's been written way back when and through these events in history, through this permission of evil, God has shown us that he will not permit it. He will end it. And when will that be? When iniquity comes to the full. And remember what happened in Genesis 6th chapter. We read the thoughts of his or man's heart was only evil continually. And the Lord had to destroy the earth. And it was in that 10th generation. Noah was the 10th from Adam. And he alone and his family were saved. And he preached righteousness, but only his family was saved. But you know, there was more to the story. The Lord put a bow in the sky. He said, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of the covenant between me and the earth. In Genesis 9:13, but verses 9:13, God's covenant, bless and not destroy, and which includes all his creation. You know, the other picture that he gives us is the destruction of Sodom, iniquity coming to the full. And we read in Genesis 13:13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And in the 10th generation from Noah, Abraham comes on the scene. And remember what he said? He said, what if there's 50? Will you save the city? 40, 30. The Lord let him get all the way down. And he says this, peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 10's sake. Genesis 18:32. And you know, the picture of sin being wiped out and destroyed totally, it wasn't until recently that they actually found the location of Sodom. It had been so thoroughly destroyed. And what a beautiful picture of sin being destroyed forever, never to exist again. When iniquity comes to the full, remember the fall, the walls of Jericho coming down? Genesis 15:13, Abraham was told, he says, thy seed shall be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. This is after he was given that promise of the land. But the Lord let them know. And the reason why, he said, in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. The Lord is giving mankind their whole experience to have everything, to try everything and their own schemes. But when that iniquity comes full, there will be nothing that they can say, the Lord didn't let us try our schemes. He's letting them have the full, but he will stop it and won't let it go forward. What a great message to convince the world and show them in these pictures. And this all started, this part was with Moses, and he was the seventh generation from Abraham. And you know, when you see the number seven, you know, that, as Brother Humphrey says, that's God's signature on the matter. And we know that Joshua finished it, but it began there. You know, and brethren, the great transformation, the restitution of all things, God's will done on earth as it is in heaven, from the prayer, Matthew 6:10. And what a beautiful scene in the kingdom, and a child shall lead them. Restitution, not change of nature, the entire testimony of Scripture in regards to the blessings to come to the world in the new age, show that they are all to be earthly. The declaration that even the brute creation shall be changed in nature is a promise that in that blessed day, there will no more be a condition of antagonism and enmity between mankind and the lower orders of God's creatures, but all shall be peace and harmony. It would be wholly unnecessary to change the disposition of the animals to bring them into subjection to man. If all the race were to be changed into spirit beings and become like the angels, many prophecies speak of mankind in the times of restitution as human beings, adapted to the earth and enjoying the blessings of the earth. They're to sit every man under his vine and fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, Micah 4:4. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall long enjoy the work of their hands, Isaiah 65:21 to 25. You know, right now they're being taught, well, either you're in heaven or you're going to be on the earth when it gets burned up forever and gone. Well, that's not what the scriptures say. This is encouraging. This should encourage all. There'll be no more sorrow, no more dying, no more tears or illness. Great joy and happiness. John 5:28 and 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour cometh in which all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto a resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto a resurrection of judgment. A crisis. They have to make a decision once they have that pure language and know the truth. You know, Jesus groaned in himself when he saw the people crying over Lazarus. And for thousands of years, this has gone on. What a joy it's going to be when these people, they all see their loved ones again. Can you imagine the happiness welcoming them back, building their houses together, having resurrection tea and cakes, as Brother Burns puts it in his book, studying the word of the Lord with the pure language, no deception, learning how to plant, learning how to grow their vineyards. And you know, this verse came up. I was so thrilled. Brother Tim and Sister Dawn brought it up as their verse to welcome us to the convention. But what a fitting way to end our thoughts and a message of comfort to those we might witness to in the world. I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering. You will turn back to me and ask for help, and I will answer your prayers. You will worship me with all your heart, and I will be with you. Jeremiah 29:11-13. What a message we have, brethren. Let's not be afraid. Let's be bold and give that word of comfort and message of truth. It is energizing, and it's what the Lord would have us to do, and the world needs it so desperately. May the Lord add his blessing.